Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
This is a special report. We head now to the Situation Room, where KT Fun Tweets is tracking breaking news. Holy sh! This is huge! Here he is, Kevin KT Turner.
Thank you, appreciate it. So guys, this has been in the news for a while, but the reason we're doing the story is because there is updates. There's the ship that's called Free Winds. Now, it's been out in the Caribbean island for a couple weeks now. It's actually a Scientology cruise ship.
Win, okay, baby, win.
All I do is- I'm not. Free Winds with a D. They had 290 crew and passengers on board. Actually, they had over 300 on board, but 290 have been declared measles free. The problem is they've got 28 crew and passengers. They're still in isolation on the ship because they have, basically, they're being quarantined because they quite possibly have the measles.
That is a bad trip. If 28 people, or I would think 27 new people, contract the measles out at sea,
yeah,
that's not a good vacation.
Yeah, how can you, I mean, are they, they're not even prepared to treat something like that on a cruise.
Yeah, I have no idea.
It says these retreats are run by the church's most mysterious and dedicated branch, the Sea Organization. That's what they call their,
yeah,
the Scientologists' most dedicated people are called the Sea Organization.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I've seen that. They travel around on the boat.
Yeah, there's a lot of nautical things that are came up in L. Ron Hubbard's religion.
Dr. Izzy Gerstenbluth.
Okay, that's amazing.
Said that authorities have extended the quarantine period for 28 days. Now, looking at the date, May 13th is when this should have ended. Okay, I went and looked for the most recent news stories, didn't find much. Because I guess they're keeping it on the DL, went to Twitter, and it says, yes, the 28 people are still on the ship right now in Curacao.
Oh.
Just out there in the middle of the ocean.
Recruiting some of Jerickson's friends.
I don't.
Any word on if the rapper Lil Ron Hubbard is on the.
God, what a great rapper.
This is like the thing, like, here's the thing.
So awesome.
If I was to, like, take.
Feetin's coming through!
Is that what you just do to people who have contagious diseases now? Just throw them on a boat in the ocean?
I think that's a bad. I think that's a bad movie, like a Michael Bay movie. I don't think that's real life. I don't think they intentionally put sick people out to sea.
Let's say Lil Ron got the measles.
Yeah.
And it was in the, I don't know, story about measles yesterday in the Tacoma Airport. All right, dude, you got it. We got to take you. Load up now into the measles mobile. Let's throw you out to sea.
Booger's
and put you on the Mies boat. And you know what? You don't torture the people. You do good things on this cruise ship to make the people enjoy their time.
Who does them? Only, no, you can't get have like an entertainment schedule for people.
And,
no, because then all the blackjack dealers and the nurses and the captain, everybody would have to have measles.
Yeah, yeah, you get a local band that's got measles to go play.
Called the Measles.
Yeah.
Well, I think they...
A
think
floating comedy
they do
of
Beatles
measles
covers.
People.
I think when you have the measles, you don't feel well.
So you don't want to deal. You don't want to be a blackjack dealer at that point.
If you, and you get, and you're very rashy.
You're like, they're like, should I hit this? And you're like,
yep.
Whatever.
You guys know. You guys ever get? Do mosquitoes get you guys in the summertime?
They fly past me and they feast on mama.
I am a mosquito. I mean, I must be the Pam Anderson in her prime to mosquitoes because they get me and they get my ankles.
Oh yeah.
So man, in the summertime when I'm sleeping, I will like, be scratching my ankles. I can't help it. And then my ankles will get all torn up, and I turn into an ankle of like a measle ankle guy. You know what I'm saying?
Really?
You get measle ankles?
Yeah, I get measle ankles, and so I kind of sympathize with the Mies people, the people who have measles.
So does that mean Mies you always too? End up grabbing your ankles?
Yeah, always, especially when I'm camping.
Yeah, man, that sucks when you go ahead.
Oh, I was just gonna wonder, did you guys ever play Pop Goes the Measles? Pretty scary game.
Coming up next, the KNC masterpiece.
I mean, Shippy, you know what? I support
Sports Radio.
Hey, when you get the ball thrown to you, or hey, you shoot it, right?
It's
kind of the amino scenario you're drawing up for us in the 3 o'clock segment.
It reminded me of that Carlton meme that everyone shows where he takes that jumper as the clock is going down and it smashes into the wall behind the basket.
Or Swaggy P shoots and turns around celebrating it, goes in, and he totally misses.
Yeah. Wait, is that what you did in there after that Pop Goes the Measles joke? Did you turn around and hold up a number one?
He turned and high-fived an inflatable Reggie. I hadn't made it into work yet.
Thoughts and prayers to the 28 guaranteed measles Scientologists.
Wait, hold on. I do want to comment on this because the Scientology folks generally are so secretive and have stuff all locked down. I predict this becomes an even weirder story.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're going to try to cover it up because it happened on a Scientology cruise, and they're going to try to say it didn't happen, and the 28 people will disappear at sea. They'll be in a Gilligan's Island situation. And it's just a prediction I'm having. Just out here shooting my shot.
I respect
it. You think Tom Cruise is on that cruise?
I think he's going to copter in for a seminar.
We have some audio here for story number two.
By the way, if I may. Yesterday, after we talked about Top Gun, came on last night.
You didn't watch it, did you?
I did.
And all of it?
No, not all of it.
How good was it?
It's really bad. But it's what's fascinating is I rewatched it from the beginning, and it's basically they run every credit you can imagine with a song. It's like this slow song. And then they immediately go into another song and planes taking off. It's like goes from song to song with no movie, no dialogue, no nothing. I mean, it's like the first 5 minutes is a music video about the Air Force or about the Navy.
So keep in mind, during that time period, MTV was taking off. And it was the dominant thing on cable television. And so that's where you started getting like movies that were very stylized like music videos. Almost like it's not even really, hey, here's the story. It's all right. We're going to get the hottest guy. And we're going to have something with action. And boy, we're going to line up Kenny Loggins song after Kenny Loggins song. It's all going to unfold like the first 30 minutes when you turn on MTV. I think Tony Scott even directed that movie, if I remember correctly. And he was the dude that did Gladiator and all the Ridley Scott. He's Ridley Scott's brother. And
okay, with Bruckheimer or whatever?
They produced it. Okay. And I believe, I could be wrong, but I think Tony Scott directed it. And he came from like fashion and music videos and that sort of
world.
All
right, that makes sense.
Story two of the Situation Room, we go to an audio piece.
Yep.
A Nebraska farmer amputated his own leg.
What?
He got caught in some machinery. Here's the clip.
63-year-old Kurt Kaser has been a grain farmer for more than 40 years, but it was one simple mistake that could have cost his life. He says he stepped out of his truck, turned around the corner,
and stepped in the hopper in that little hole. It just sucked my leg in.
And there was no one around to help.
When it first happened, I can remember telling myself, this ain't good. This is not good at all.
Kaser couldn't find a cell phone to call anyone, and he was left with just one option.
Then I had my pocket knife in my pocket. I thought, well, the only way I'm getting out of here is cut it off. So I just started sawing on it. When I was cutting it, the nerve endings, I could feel them just ping, went, and all at once it went and let me go.
He then army crawled 150 feet across the farm to the nearest phone to call for help.
I stayed conscious all the way to the hospital.
Now Kaser's healing up, going through therapy.
He pretty much told me his goal was, I need to get home and get back to what I was doing before, and his main goal is farming.
Despite what happened, Kaser's occupational therapist Danny Willie says his attitude has been extremely positive.
I ain't too bad.
Pretty nonchalant about everything that actually happened, like it was no big deal.
It is what it is. Make the best of it is all you can do. Could have always been worse.
It could have been both legs. It was just one.
God, farmers are badasses.
No doubt. How is there just some piece of the farm equipment that if you happen to step in it, you lose a limb?
This is, you know, the oil field. The people that work in oil fields always have that danger of losing, you know, a body part because there's so many. It's a pulley system, you know, and there's always something like that. He was talking about the thing that was, I guess it was grading the corn, basically, and a big grinder. You just stick your you step, or you took a wrong step, and it starts chewing up your leg. But
Have you seen this equipment? Like, are you familiar with what he's talking about?
I have it, but I have an idea in my head of what it looks like. I don't know specifically what he's talking about, but I have in my head of what he's talking about.
Yeah, I'm very confused by it because I'm like, so was he up? Like, it's not something that's low to the ground. It'd have to be something that was up, and he just took a misstep as he's...
I don't know.
Feet? I don't know.
But
I know so little about the farming
life. Here's my one question about the story. No matter what you're doing, even if you're farming...
Uh-huh.
Go ahead and have a cell phone in your pocket. He had to army crawl 150 yards to the nearest phone. Are we landlining?
That's a good question.
So no matter what you're doing, you still got to keep up with the times a little bit. The farmers out there, because I guarantee he probably left his phone in his car.
He doesn't get good reception out there. He's like, I'm going to stay off IG for the
There's no such thing as bad reception anymore unless you're in a cave.
You think he's on IG? Check out these crops.
You know what I think he was doing, Ben, is I think he was changing his profile on that Farmers Only Love website.
Yeah.
And had a good picture of maize that he wanted to put up there as his profile.
Man, I was listening to the G-Bag Nation talk about this story earlier, and they had Bassick to the point where he was going to throw up. Because if you think about it, could you cut off your... I mean, because how do you cut through the bone with a pocket knife?
You just get after it.
Pocket knives are so dull, too.
You just go. You go. What you
think
do?
You can do it?
What you do is you take your shirt off, and you
just to flex for the ladies to make it sexy.
You put your shirt in your mouth.
Oh yeah.
So you have something to bite.
Yeah,
whatever I do,
right.
I'm gonna make it look sexy.
You guys ever watch the end of Fargo season one?
All the time.
I mean, Billy Bob Thornton has a situation where he's basically broken his leg, and he's got to find a way. He's got to basically saw off some of his leg to get the bone back together so he can walk. And the bud shows it. It's disgusting, but it shows it. Mm-hmm. And it's like, and I didn't see the 127 hours of the James Franco movie. I didn't see that, but I would assume they're pretty graphic about what they show on that.
I haven't seen it either.
But at some point, if you want to keep your limb, or if you want to keep your life, you got to do it. Otherwise, you're just going to sit there and bleed out.
Do you army crawl with what's left of your limb in hopes that they can reattach it later? Or do you just leave it behind?
Well... That's a good question. I don't know. Would he have grabbed it? Because I know we have a friend, John Wayne Walding, who was a Green Beret, and he was shot in war. And what he did was he basically shot his leg off at the upper shin.
Uh-huh.
And he just doubled his leg up. He folded it in half, took a belt, and tied it off to where... And he continued to fight for a few more hours, too.
Oh,
that's
God.
Like the greatest badass in the history of ever. I think he won a Purple Heart for that, too, by the way. But they weren't able to reattach it, but he was like... He doubled it up, like, I may need this, may not.
Inspired by the Joe Theismann injury. He's like, yeah, I'll just pull this leg back and put it right here.
What they're doing with prosthetics these days is pretty amazing, though.
Yeah.
I mean, you can just put a picture, you put an avatar on your fake leg. Saw my grandpa on Sunday. He's lost both his legs. Got a picture of me on one of them.
Oh, really?
Got his grandkids.
That's
sweet. Got his grandkids on his fake leg.
Got a picture of you
sitting
on there
going, hell yeah.
That's awesome.
Oh, that's cool,
man. You can pretty much do anything with those fake legs. Now you just put any picture on there, put a naked woman on there, anything you want.
Sell some advertising.
Pretty great, yeah.
Pluckers. All right. Hey, really well done in the Situation Room there, Kevin.
Yeah, really well done, Kevin.
I
really thought that was really good.